Secure and comprehensive information management is fundamental to the mission of any federal agency. In today's complex world, Iron Mountain is trusted to secure and protect critical assets and information across the government, in virtually any format. Reducing risk and enabling secure information management is their number one priority. Learn more about Iron Mountain Government Services at ironmountain.com/federal. That's ironmountain.com/federal. Welcome to Information Management Month, sponsored by Iron Mountain Government Services. Now here's your host, Tom Tevin.
2 years in the making, a new final rule is about to come out from the Information Security Oversight Office at the National Archives and Records Administration. It will govern how you handle CUI, that's controlled unclassified information. Although it applies to agencies, it requires them to make sure contractors also follow it. We get more now from attorney Chuck Blanchard, a partner at the law firm Arnold & Porter. Mr. Blanchard, good to have you on.
Great to have you.
Tell me what this rule specifically does and how it would change practices, starting with federal agencies.
Well, there's a whole group of information that government agencies have, such as proprietary information, export-controlled information, information about legal proceedings, personally identifying information that is, although it's not classified, it's sensitive, and agencies have various rules about how they market, how they treat it. And the problem is that every agency has a different approach, and so what this rule tries to do is to try to capture what agencies are now doing and treat them in a more uniform way.
And this will ensure that the information, say, doesn't get out, that should not get out, or is handled. Perhaps two agencies might have the same information even.
Right. And for example, there may be two agencies that have the same information. You want to make sure that they're being treated similarly. And just a simple thing like marking, you know, for official use only, you know, has a meaning at one agency that has a very different meaning elsewhere. And so the same information could be, as it passes from one agency to the other, could lose a lot of the protections that the information really needs.
Now, when the final rule comes out on November 14th, will it contain enough information that agencies will know precisely what to do?
Well, it will start the process. There's a lot of good information and good guidance in the rule. But one of the most important things the rule does is it creates an executive agent for CUI information that will then be a central clearinghouse for practices and standards that need to be followed by agencies. But the rule itself does offer quite a bit of guidance, such as how you mark information. There's now going to be a new marking regime. So instead of saying, you know, for propriety information or for official use only, it will now be marked as CUI or controlled. It also sets standards for the IT systems on which this information is held. One set of points to standards that apply if it's on a federal system, and a second set of standards if it's applied on a contractor system. So it does provide some details as to how agencies need to protect the information, but the biggest change is more a philosophical change, which is there's now going to be a central executive agent that's going to be a clearinghouse that will effectively regulate how agencies deal with this information in the future.
This rule will apply both to civilian and DOD agencies?
Yes, it will.
It sounds like there's going to be some training and some systems development taking place over the next possibly couple of years before it really becomes finalized in the way agencies operate.
Yeah, the rule becomes effective in November, but I think the rule also recognizes this is a big change, and it will take some time before the dust settles. And so there'll be some education, and there will be guidance issued by the registry. And it will also provide guidance for the various kinds of information and what sort of bucket it belongs to.
And who in an agency will be the person responsible for making sure this rule is followed, or is it more than one person?
You know, it really is going to be agency-wide. So I think at various agencies, it really depends on how they want to address this. At a lot of the agencies, traditionally, the CIO is also the FOIA officer, and that might be a logical place to put this. But in terms of the sort of day-to-day markings that occur, that really needs to be done really at the lowest level.
And so there will be a registry, though, where people can look up and have a reference to what they're supposed to do when they have COI.
Right, exactly. And so right now there's a lot of documents that are now marked as, for FOIA, SBU, OUAO, all kinds of different markings. Those markings don't have to be changed on documents that have a lot of legacy material, but over time there has to be a relabeling kind of process, unless that's going to be excessively burdensome on the agency. So there's going to be a period of time when a lot of activity is going to occur, and agencies really need to identify a point person that can help the transition and be a repository for a lot of the education that needs to occur.
We're speaking with Chuck Blanchard, a partner at the law firm Arnold & Porter. And what about contractors? Because there's a provision in the new rule that requires agencies to require contractors to use a similar type of system.
Exactly. And the way this will be done is by they'll have to develop a new contract clauses that will be passed down to contractors and then to certain subcontractors who will then need to follow these markings. So I think that's contractors are going to need to comply. And one of the big aspects of this rule is it also regulates the kind of network standards that need to be applied by contractors when they have this kind of information, and it points to a special publication by NIST, which is the sort of standard setting agency for the federal government, and that publication sets standards and rules and for the kinds of controls that contractors need to have if they're going to handle this kind of information. That rule is already. That standard has already been is now being applied to contractors who deal with the Department of Defense, but this will make the standard more effectively federal government wide.
That would be NIST standard special publication 800-171, I think.
Exactly.
All right. So if you are a contractor, then what should you be doing to prepare for the advent of this rule? And does it apply to information that might already be in your systems that relates to particular work you're doing for the government?
Well, I think one thing you need to do is get your IT people focused on the standards in the social publication 800-171 to make sure that your system is compliant. And if it's not, take efforts to begin to be compliant. Second, contractors need to, change the way they mark and treat documents that are marked, and educate their people as to what these controlled labels now mean or what the CUI labels now mean. So there's an education process that contractors need to engage in as well.
And how does one know when something should be controlled but unclassified versus when, well, maybe that should be classified?
Well, there are two different sets. The easy set are the kinds of special restrictions that are already imposed in law, regulation, or government-wide policy. So, for example, export control documents. There's a regulatory and statutory regime that tells you when those documents need to be handled and how you handle it. Health personal information is governed by HIPAA, and so HIPAA tells you. So for that category, which is called the CUI specified in the regulation, that's fairly easy. The more troubling one is CUI basic, which is basically information that just requires more safekeeping. And I think that's the kind of information that already is being marked for official use only or confidential or other kinds of markings.
I guess it gets simpler, but it never gets simple, does it?
No, never does. And I think one advantage of the rule is that as people move from one agency to the other, they'll follow one set of rules, and they won't have to change from one rule to another.
Chuck Blanchard is a partner at the law firm Arnold & Porter. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
You can read his article on the new CUI rule and find this interview posted at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. I'm Tom Temin.